is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the presidential inauguration has been moved indoors on Monday because of the extremely cold weather. This Donald Trump supporter is disappointed.
I would stand in the 5-degree weather in order to support what he's going to do, what he did in the past, and what he's going to do in the future.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports on the new preparations for the indoor ceremony.
Just hours after the decision to move the inauguration indoors, here in the rotunda, they're already setting up the new platform where Donald Trump will be sworn in. Instead of thousands of people watching outside, it'll just be a few hundred in here. The most important of those VIPs, members of Congress, former presidents, cabinet officials, and those visiting dignitaries from around the world.
A viewing area and the inaugural parade will now be inside Capitol One Arena, which can hold about 20,000 people. That is a whole lot less than the 250,000 who were expected to attend the outside festivities, where CBS News New York chief weathercaster Lonnie Quinn says it is going to be bone-chilling cold.
What do we have in Washington, D.C.? We have a thermometer reading that comes in at 18 degrees, but the winds are whipping at around 30 miles per hour. So 18 is made to feel like 5 to 10 degrees.
So bottom line, if you are heading to the nation's capital for any of the inaugural celebrations, bundle up. The president-elect will apparently not waste any time when it comes to his immigration promises.
On Tuesday, the day after Donald Trump is sworn in as president again, there's word that he plans a large-scale immigration raid in Chicago. The Wall Street Journal also reports that according to people familiar with the planning, the raid will last all week. President-elect Trump has promised a massive overhaul of U.S. immigration after taking office. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
TikTok could be banned tomorrow after all 9 Supreme Court justices voted to uphold a federal law that would shut the app down unless it's sold by its China-based company by this weekend. So what happens now? CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us.
Donald Trump's going to have to make some move on this one way or the other beginning Monday. And those closely aligned Trump surrogates in the Congress who have said this is a good law, TikTok needs to be gone, may have to get behind whatever Trump chooses to do next.
A lot of schools were damaged or destroyed by wildfires in Southern California. In Altadena, where the Eaton fire raged, parents have concerns about when the kids do go back to school.
There's just a lot of anxiety and uncertainty. Even once we clean everything, we don't, recontaminate.
The Pasadena Unified School District hopes to get the kids back in their classrooms by the end of the month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny today, a high in the low teens, wind chills to 10 below. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 12 below, wind chill to 30 below. Even colder Sunday, high only 3 below, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Currently, we're at 15.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC, of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, and by Ducks Unlimited. Get involved, attend a DU fundraiser in your area, and help conserve and protect habitat and your ability to hunt it. Learn more at ducks.org. I'm Dan Small. Today, 3 great winter outdoor adventures: winter camping in the Boundary Waters, ski jumping in Westby, and exploring all the fun in winter in Eagle River, Wisconsin. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm is away this week. He's competing in the tryouts for USA Ice Team, and that's happening in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The top five competitors will fish for Team USA in the upcoming Ice Fishing World Championship. That'll be in February on that same lake, Tamarack Lake in Michigan. This is essentially the Olympics of ice fishing. We'll hear all about it when Jeff returns next week. You can check out their website to learn more. That's usaangling.org, usaangling.org. In September, I'll be hosting another trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods. The dates are September 12th through the 16th, and we're limited to just 20 people in all. So if you're interested, don't delay. Visit blackisland.com, pull down the Trips tab, and look for my name. You can call the phone number listed there for more information to sign up. I hope you can join me. Again, that's blackisland.com. And coming up in a couple of weeks, you can join me at the Country Visions Sportsman's Expo. That's in Manitowoc. It's a one-day event, February 8th. It'll be held at the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. That's on Expo Drive in Manitowoc. The expo runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is absolutely free, but they want you to pre-register so they have an idea of how many people are coming. Exhibitors will include hunting and fishing products, food plots, hunting blinds, pond care, and more. I'll present a seminar on fly fishing for muskies at 9:30 and another one on hunting with air guns at 12:30. There are also seminars on walleye restoration, and Pat Kelmerton is doing one on turkey calling. It should be a great event for the whole family, so I hope you can join us. For more information, visit countryvisionscoop.com. That's countryvisionscoop.com. Coming up, Now Outdoors outfitter Nick Gordon talks about the frozen butt hang and invites listeners to join him for two snowshoeing adventures in February. Wild Eagle Lodge General Manager Justin Bailing announces a January flash sale for condo rentals, and he shares info on events going on this winter in Eagle River. Event coordinator Kathy Friedland tells us all about the upcoming ski jumping tournament in Westby, January 31st and February 1st. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Sun, 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 fun, 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 sun, sun, sun,
every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat
show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, luxury pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. Get that boat and get that deal. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. January 17 through 26, State Fair Park. Closed Monday and Tuesday.
Hi, this is Judy from Country Visions Cooperative, and I'm inviting you to our Outdoorsman Expo on Saturday, February 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. Explore hunting, fishing, outdoor sports, talk with exhibitors, and learn from our keynote speakers. Exhibitor booths will be stocked with all the latest, from food plots to hunting blinds, pond care to fish bait, wildlife attractants, meat processors, and more. Free admission, brought to you with the support of Dance Small Outdoors and Sea Hafer News. More details at Country Visions Co-op on Facebook and countryvisionscoop.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Westby, Wisconsin is home to one of the biggest ski jumping facilities in the United States, Snowflake Ski Jump, and that's on the grounds of the Snowflake Ski and Golf Club. And in a couple of weeks, Snowflake will host the 102nd annual Snowflake Ski Jumping Tournament. Their website is snowflakeskiclub.com. And joining me now to talk about the ski club and the upcoming tournament is Kathy Friedland. She is event coordinator for the club. Kathy, thanks for joining us again. You were on the show last year at this time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Well, again this year, there's not a lot of snow here in the Driftless area. Will there be enough snow for your event?
There will. We're very hopeful this tournament is going to happen. We have plenty of snow. We've already made all the snow we need to have the tournament because it's plenty cold out and we're able to make snow on the grounds.
Well, good. Even if it warms up a little bit this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, what are the dates and times? You've got two events, a senior and junior, right?
Yeah, that's right. The tournament starts on Friday, January 31st, where we'll have ski jumping under the lights, and the opening ceremony starts at 6:30 p.m., so this is an evening event. Competition begins at 7. We'll have shuttle buses running, and we'll have a dance after the tournament's done. Then Saturday, February 1st, in the morning, there's a junior jump at 9:45. We have 6 total jumps at our ski jumping complex, and that will take place on the 4 smallest jumps. And we'll have ski jumping kids from all over the Midwest coming to compete. Then later on Saturday, in the afternoon at 12:30, we have a second day of ski jumping on our large hill, and it is the Snowflake Invitational. There'll be 2 rounds of jumping, and on Saturday we have some new kids' activities going too.
Well, great. Like what?
We have a snow pile coin dig, snow painting. As always, kids 12 and under get in free both days, and we have some kid-friendly, affordable merchandise.
Okay, you mentioned kids get in free, but there's a charge for adults. And what is that, and how do we get tickets?
It's $20 ahead of time or $25 at the gate. We have a number of places locally that people can get them ahead of time. Or if you want, you can go to our website at snowflakeskiclub.com, purchase your button, and get it at the gate.
Okay, and the button is the ticket, right?
The button is the ticket. It's good for the whole weekend.
All right. Well, let's talk about the technical side of ski jumping. It's not just sliding down a ramp and flying through the air, is it? There's a lot that goes into doing it.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes in. And these kids start jumping when they're young. So they start on the small hills, and they are learning all sorts of things about the in-run position, which is on the scaffold itself, the structure that the ski jumpers come down. They have one position in their in-run, and then they have a takeoff position, and then they have a landing. And there's points for style, and speed matters, and so there's a lot of aspects that go into it.
And there are folks coming not just from around Wisconsin and around the Midwest, but from all over the world, right?
That's right. We're expecting 10 Norwegian ski jumpers, 4 from Slovenia, 1 from Poland, in addition to our U.S. athletes. And one of the most fun aspects of the Westby ski jump is that these international skiers stay with local families. We have a really strong connection to the ski jumpers who come, and they have a soft spot for Westby as well.
Now, how did the ski jumping get started in Westby? I mean, this is a tiny town. I live here, it's in the Driftless area, but where did this come from?
Well, interestingly enough, there's a strong Nordic background to it, but there were ski jumps all over Wisconsin 100 years ago, and it was a sport brought from Norway, and there are a lot of Norwegian settlers in and around Westby, and a couple guys in Westby back 102 years ago, went to a ski jump elsewhere and decided to build one right here back in their town.
And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah. We have a couple other Norwegian tie-ins going on. We have Norwegian waffles at our waffle wagon, and we have a new menu item at our food stand, lefse and meatballs, this year.
Oh, okay. Now that is truly a Scandinavian tradition, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are other activities, right?
We'll have fireworks and shuttle bus rides. We have a tiki bar, food stand, and vendors at the events.
Okay, great. And there's a lot of history here, and I understand that some of that history is illustrated in the clubhouse, right?
Oh, that's so right. Everyone should take a chance when they come down to our event to stop in our clubhouse, which looks like a chalet, and see 102 years of ski jumping history on the walls. And while you're there, do a shot ski.
Ah, okay. A shot ski? Tell us what that is for folks who don't know.
A shot ski is kind of the part of the after-ski party. There are shots lined up on a ski, and people stand in a line at where those cups are, and the ski slipped over, and people have to drink their shot all at the same time.
So it takes a little coordination to drink a shot ski.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned the Junior Hills and Junior Competition, and last year when we talked, you mentioned something called Operation Plastic. Tell us what that is and how it's going.
It's something we're really excited about because it's part of the future of ski jumping, that ski jumping has now turned year-round. And if you put plastic on your ski jumping hill, you can jump in short sleeves in the summer. And that's kind of a game changer for kids learning how to ski jump, because then they are going to get a lot more practice and they're going to advance in the sport much more quickly. And so this offers our kids an opportunity to advance in the sport. We have our project half done. We have plastic on our two smallest ski jumping hills, and then we'll complete the next two next year.
All right. Are you jumping this year?
No. Nope. I definitely am firmly planted on the ground as I spectate this wonderful event.
Yeah, and that's what most of us will be doing, watching the jumpers fly through the air while we're standing on the ground enjoying a beverage or one of the snacks there available. Well, let's hope the weather holds and that we have exactly what you need for the event. And thanks again for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Kathy Friedland, and she is event coordinator for the Snowflake Ski Club. You can learn about the events coming up starting January 31st on the snowflakeskiclub.com website. Again, snowflakeskiclub.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is adventure guide and outfitter Nick Gordon. He's a regular on the show, and he's the owner of Now Outdoors Expedition Company. He's led people to backcountry adventures in Wisconsin, the Boundary Waters, Mount Everest, the Andes of Peru, and the Amazon jungle of Colombia. His website is nowoutdoors.org. And he joins us now between adventures from his home base in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Nick Gordon, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Dan. Great to be back.
Well, it's still January, so I guess I can say Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thank you. How was your Frozen Butt Hang? That's an annual event. You do it early in January. How'd it go this year?
It was a hit. It was the weekend of January 3rd through the 5th. We didn't have any snow on the ground. Obviously, it's all kind of melted a few days prior. But we still had plenty of ice in the lakes, and so we had a couple of challenges with getting out there. A lot of folks at the Frozen Butt Hang, you know, one of the big aspects of that event, aside from the camping part, is the food part. And people like to bring all the bells and whistles in the kitchen sink. We've had one guy in the past that actually humped a black stone griddle out there, the propane tank one year, and did fajitas and, you know, breakfast burritos and things like that. So when there's no snow on the ground, it's hard to pull all sick gear on the sled.
Yeah.
So this year, people got more creative. Last year, too, we had no snow on the hike in, and then it snowed during the weekend. So this year, a lot of folks are backpacking their gear, and we saw wagons. We saw double-decker wagons. A few folks actually made PVC frames that went around the lips of their jet sleds or plastic sleds that they had, and some folks would put wheels on the sled that they could remove if we did get snow, and then they could just drag them back out at the end of the weekend. So people got creative this year. They made it out there. We had a record number. I think at the end of the day, we're expecting about 65, give or take. The group photo that's on our Facebook page has roughly 50 people in it. We never quite know, because whenever we do the group photo, you know, there's always half a dozen that come wandering through camp, you know, 10 minutes later. But it's kind of interesting, too, because people will camp all over in the woods out there. There's so much road. People will spread out across the lakes and kind of do their own thing. And then we've got sort of a central fire area where a lot of the action happens at night. And so it was a lot of fun. We had nice cold temperatures. It was about 0 degrees at night, wind chill down to minus 14, I think both Friday and Saturday night. So it was definitely cold enough. We had one person that did a polar plunge this year. Last year, or 2 years ago, she jumped in and wanted to do it again this year. And so this time she actually brought a camera. And at some point, we'll get some footage on Facebook, where she wanted to go under the ice and do some video stuff down there, which sounds, you know, pretty wild.
Yeah.
We're excited to see how that goes.
Yeah, cool.
Now, you
call it the Frozen Butt Hang because a lot of people sleep in hammocks. How does that work in the winter?
Yeah, so this is our 14th year, and it's a celebration of hammock camping and winter camping. Hammocks are great, you know, year-round. One of the biggest benefits of sleeping in a hammock is that it's always consistent. You always sleep kind of the same. You don't have to worry about bumps on the ground and logs and stuff. And in the wintertime, especially with snow, you know, sometimes it can be kind of tricky to find a good spot for your tent. In the morning, you wake up, and where you slept is maybe a big sunken-in spot, or, you know, there's pokey sticks in the ground and such. So hammocks are really nice when it's deep snow country. But they're all insulated. People have quilts. They either make their own or they buy down quilts. A quilt's kind of like a sleeping bag without a zipper. So
okay.
With a hammock, you'd have one quilt under the hammock, and then one quilt on top of you. So if you put them together, it would be like having a down sleeping bag. And what's nice is in a hammock, you don't need a sleeping pad because the down quilt underneath you is on the outside of the hammock. So it stays fully lofted, and so it keeps you warm. Whereas if you're on the ground, your body is compressing all that insulation on your backside. So you have to use a sleeping pad to compensate. So a hammock is just kind of like a big cocoon. And when it gets really cold like that, we see a lot of, really nice quilts and minus 40 sleeping bags and a lot of poofy down insulation. And then around the campfire, of course, a lot of big fires and a lot of good food out there to keep you warm in the cold.
Well, it sounds like a great event, and you've done it now 14 times, so you've got it down. But you've got a couple events coming up in February, 2 weeks apart. The first one is the first weekend of February, February 1st. You're going to the Boundary Waters. This is a 9-day adventure, I understand.
Yep, February is our peak season for our big trips. And this year we've got two. The first one will be the Boundary Waters. It's a 9-day trip. Our arrival day is going to be on a Saturday night. People are coming from all over the place, and so we meet up in Ely, a designated lodge. and we'll kind of get our gear sorted out and collect there. We put in on the ice on Sunday, long day, so February 2nd, and then we spend the week snowshoeing and ice fishing. Last year, we covered about 35 miles or so. Because of the lack of snow on the ground, the lakes are frozen really, really well, and the toboggans that we're hauling float really, really well on those lakes. And so we've got a route that gives us 40, 50 miles of room to explore without having to drag any sled through the woods. It's one of the perks of winter camping, is that, you know, nice flat travel. And we're also able to camp essentially anywhere we want out there. In the summertime, they designated campsites, but in the winter, we've got a lot more flexibility. So we can pick a spot where we want to maybe ice fish or pick a spot out of the wind in a protected area and, you know, set up camp at the end of the day. So we're also doing ice fishing. Typically, we'll do a couple layover days to catch fish, and a big chunk of this trip will be up on Basswood Lake, which is very large, very deep. And last year, we were pulling out the biggest trout I've ever caught. We had a 36-inch, 32-inch, 30-inch. I mean, these are big lake trout. And we only fished for really one day. It was very exciting, though, to say the least. So we'll be kind of up in that neck of the woods for the week, and then we come back out of the Boundary Waters. We get off the ice the following Saturday, so February 8th. And if folks want to drive home, they can. But we also have lodging available in town for folks that want to maybe spend the night, get a shower, and kind of kick back and relax a bit. So that's why it says 9 days, but it's 7 days on the ice.
All right. So a decompression day at the end if you want, which is not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, but it gives us flexibility, too, in case, you know, let's say we have a blizzard that comes through and slows us down, or we've got some gear issue. For whatever reason, maybe we get out kind of late on that Saturday. We've got some flexibility, so we don't have to hustle out. And, yeah. It's really nice.
I did a couple of trips to the Boundary Waters, gosh, 40 years ago when I was teaching at Northland College. One in the winter, one in the summer. We camped out in the winter the way you do, but we built a Quincy. You can look it up, folks. It's an interesting structure that keeps you warm. And on our fall trip, we actually got windbound on Basswood Lake and had to spend an extra night because we couldn't get off the lake with our big canoe. And we had no communication back then. There were no cell phones, and I don't think we thought to take radios with us. But anyway, we got off the lake okay. But it's good to build in an extra day if you need to get on and off.
Yeah, and we also, on our trips, for our snowshoe trips, we use snow trekker hot tents. So at the end of the day, we've got a nice place to kind of go in, dry off, you know, warm up. We'll cook our food on the wood stove. It's really comfortable, too, because, you know, the sun goes down pretty early in the wintertime. And so we have a place to kind of gather and hang out and relax at the end of the day. So pretty cozy lodging out there. You know, these are strenuous trips. You know, snowshoeing can be challenging, you know, depending on the slush conditions. But it's a beautiful place to go.
It certainly is. And then not long after that, you're going up to the Arctic Ocean. Tell us about that trip.
Yep. So 5 days after coming back from the Boundary Waters, we've got our biggest trip of the winter. Last year, I went up to Northern Ontario to scout out some areas up near Moose Factory and Moose River. This year, we're offering our first guided trip up there. And it's a bit of a guided trip and cultural immersion with the Cree. We'll be heading up to Northern Ontario just after Valentine's Day. In fact, I'll be probably start driving on February 14th. Heading up there takes a couple of days. And we hop on the Polar Express train, which will run us several hours further north to a location that we'll decide. There's a few different spots depending on the conditions, but essentially what we do is we'll tell the conductor, hey, drop us off here, and he'll just stop the train in the middle of nowhere out there on the tracks. We open up the freight door, shove off the toboggans, we hop out, wave the train goodbye, and then it takes off. And then from there, we plan to follow the Moose River north for the next week plus towards Moose Factor Island and James Bay, which is the southernmost extension of the Arctic Ocean. It should be a beautiful trip. Last year, we went up there. The weather was pretty mild here, so we went up to Canada, and it was a great time. We saw wolves out there. There's lots of wildlife tracks, and we explored a lot of the tributaries off the Moose River. We'll kind of do the same thing this year. We're going to check out some different areas, and we are also going to be meeting with some individuals from the Moose Factory Cree community. They're going to come out and meet us for probably a day or so, and to kind of teach us some of their traditional skills up there, some winter skills and crafts, and share some of their history with us, do some ice fishing, things like that with them for maybe a day or so. And then at the end of the trip, depending on where we want to go as a group, we got some different options to either go all the way into town, or we could actually flag the train down to get back south, which is also very exciting. And it's just what you would think it is, you know, jumping up and down and waving your arms and watching the train move past you and then slow down and come and get you. It's a lot of fun. It's a really cool experience up there.
Yeah, literally hopping a freight to come home if that's your option, right?
Yep. Yeah, they've got a long history of picking up folks along the tracks. There's a lot of history with trapping in the wintertime and, sure, you know, snowshoers and things like that. And so it's a really cool way to get back there.
All right. Well, if folks want to join you on either or both of these adventures, they can sign up on your website, right?
Yep. We've got a couple spots available for both. Again, these are trips for experienced winter campers. Here on the weather report, hey, it's going to be 40 below, and you think, hey, this is great. I'm going to go ice fishing, go hiking, whatever. You know, if you can enjoy being out in the cold, you can really enjoy these types of trips. But I know that there's a lot of folks out there that do enjoy the winter months. You know, where this is Wisconsin, we're used to it. So we are looking for a couple of hardy souls that want to join us for these two big trips.
All right. Well, we will give your website again, and folks can contact you through that, and your phone number's there as well. And I hope you add a few people to your trips, and thanks a lot for talking with us, and we hope you have a couple of great adventures in February.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan. It's been great to be on the show again.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Nick Gordon. He is the owner of Now Outdoors and their website, nowoutdoors.org. There's a tab for expeditions. You can sign up for the Boundary Waters trip or the Moose River to the Arctic Ocean expedition right there on his website. Again, nowoutdoors.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Hi, this is Judy from Country Visions Cooperative, and I'm inviting you to our Outdoorsman Expo on Saturday, February 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. Explore hunting, fishing, outdoor sports, talk with exhibitors, and learn from our keynote speakers. Exhibitor booths will be stocked with all the latest from food plots to hunting blinds, pond care to fish bait, wildlife attractants, meat processors, and more. Free admission brought to you with the support of Dan Small Outdoors and Sea Hafer News. More details at Country Visions Co-op on Facebook and countryvisionscoop.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Sun, 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 fun, fun, fun. Sun, 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 every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, luxury pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. Get that boat and get that deal. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com, January 17th through 26th, State Fair Park. Closed Monday and Tuesday.
Whether you're a seasoned outdoorsman or just starting to explore hunting, fishing, outdoor sports, or wildlife plots, come to Country Visions Outdoorsman Expo on Saturday, February 8th from 9 to 2 at Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. Talk with exhibitors, see the latest products, hear from keynote speakers, including Dan Small with Fly Fishing for Muskies at 9:30 and Hunting with Air Guns at 12:30. Wolfpack Adventures' Patrick Hamilton presents Turkey Call and Decoys at 10:30. And at 11:30, fisheries biologist Jason Bregeman talks walleye restoration program. Free admission. Get more details at countryvisionscoop.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The inauguration will now be inside the Capitol Rotunda. But Ed O'Keefe says this isn't unprecedented.
Moving it all indoors has happened before, exactly 40 years ago, when temperatures for Ronald Reagan's second inaugural plunged to 7 degrees.
TikTok could be banned tomorrow after the Supreme Court voted to uphold a federal law to shut it down unless it's sold this weekend. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
This was passed overwhelmingly last year at a moment when the two parties couldn't agree on whether the sky was blue.
CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem with the latest on the new ceasefire deal in Gaza.
The stage is now set for a six-week ceasefire that will begin on Sunday. On the same day, Hamas is due to release three female Israeli hostages, while Israel will free 95 Palestinian prisoners.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny today, a high in the low teens, wind chills to 10 below. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 12 below, wind chill to 30 below. Even colder Sunday, high only 3 below, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Currently, we're at 15.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Southwood County YMCA has two locations to serve the surrounding communities, Wisconsin Rapids and Adams Friendship. Members can enjoy a full-size gym featuring three cross courts, five pickleball courts, a volleyball court, a six-lane lap pool, rock climbing facilities, basketball hoops, and so much more. The YMCA also offers a variety of educational family classes promoting health and wellness for everyone. To learn more, visit swcymca.org and listen to their segment on WFHR's Midday Magazine on the first Tuesday of every month at 4:30 p.m. A special thanks to Tri-City Services, which has been serving Wisconsin Rapids residents' refrigeration, heating, and air conditioning needs for nearly 80 years. They handle oil or gas furnaces, water heaters, and air conditioning systems. And be sure to ask about their indoor air quality package, which includes duct cleaning, a humidifier, and a UV light fixture that helps neutralize pollen, dust, and other pollutants. If you're in need of a professional quality HVAC contractor, call Tri-City, 715-423-5840, or visit calltricity.com. And don't forget to tune in for Southwood County YMCA on WFHR's Midday Magazine.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Wild Eagle Lodge in Eagle River, Wisconsin is your next Northwoods getaway. Located on the Eagle River chain of lakes and on the web at wildeaglelodge.com. And Wild Eagle Lodge is the official host resort of our Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special and the place where I stay when I'm up in the Eagle River area. Joining us again now is a familiar voice to regular listeners, Justin Bailing. He's the general manager of Wild Eagle Lodge. Justin, welcome back and thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio.
Absolutely. Glad to be back.
Well, it is midwinter. We don't have much snow here in the Southwest. What's it looking like up in Eagle River?
We got about 4 or 5 inches on the ground right now. I had a good storm Sunday with that guy gave us about 4 inches of snow. So one more of those and we'll be happy up here.
Well, that's good. That's good. You need at least that much, but probably more for the snowmobile and ski trails, right?
Yeah, right now you might have enough to go skiing and do a little snowshoeing, but for snowmobiling, you need a little bit more, and then basically that 1 to 2 inches every week just to keep everything nice and fresh.
Yeah. Now, last week I talked with Tom Anderson about the snowmobile races, and they're in pretty good shape because they race on ice, and the oval is iced down, and it's been cold enough, so that should be this weekend and the rest of this month and into February. That should be working out great.
Yeah, it should be a fantastic weekend. It's nice and cold, so they're able to make a lot of ice and get the track in fantastic condition.
Yeah, well, that's good. Now, you have a winter flash sale at Wild Eagle Lodge. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, we're doing a little sale for the last weekend in January, coming up next weekend, January 22nd to the 27th. Guests can book online or call us up, and then you receive a 25% discount for staying with us two nights or more.
Okay. And they find that code online, right?
They can call us up and ask about it. Otherwise, if you're on our emailing list, you were emailed the code. But yeah, they can certainly just give us a call and ask about the sale as well.
Okay. And folks, the website, as I mentioned earlier, wildeaglelodge.com, and you'll find their phone number there. Now, for folks who are not familiar with Wild Eagle Lodge, where do people stay when they come to your lodge?
Well, we have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos on our property. All of them have full kitchens, 2 full bathrooms, and views of either Duck Lake or Lynx Lake. We have our swimming pool area, exercise room as well. We do have, for larger groups, our 7-bedroom, 4-bathroom house that sleeps up to 25 as well. So lots of options for people.
So somebody planning, say, a bachelor or bachelorette party or a family reunion with a couple dozen people, you could accommodate them in one building.
We can do that.
All right.
It's great for family reunions. And just like you said, you want to get up with some friends or a couple of families together, it's the perfect spot.
Okay. Now, what else can people do up there? We talked about the snowmobile races and skiing. What else can people do in the winter?
You got the hiking trails, snowshoe trails. There's some fat tire biking in the area. There's always, you know, downtown is still open and thriving, so you can go downtown. We got the ice castle this year. That just got put up a couple of days ago. The fire department got the ice castle up. And we're only about 2 weeks away from the USA Pond Hockey Championships as well. It's a great event to come up and just be a spectator for. That's the USA Hockey National Pond Hockey Championships are here in Eagle River. They're on Dollar Lake. They do, I think it's 20 to 30 rinks. They'll shovel off and have 200 or 300 teams play pond hockey in this big tournament, bunch of classes, great event out on the ice. So you can come watch some regular people come up and play hockey.
Yeah, I have a couple of cousins. They used to come to Eagle River from the Buffalo, New York area. So I think you have people coming from all over, don't you?
It is. I think we get people from Alaska, the West Coast, East Coast. They come from all over to partake in this event.
Yeah, okay. That's a spectator sport as well, right? I mean, people can watch as well as play.
They do. They get people that go out and watch the rinks, watch the teams play and have fun.
And if you're not into any of these other sports, you've got snowshoeing and ice fishing opportunities, right?
Oh, yeah. You can get out onto the chain, do some ice fishing, or one of the many lakes we have for some ice fishing. It's, as you said, it's been a cold year, so there's good ice on the lakes, too. Just always be sure where you know where you're going so you don't hit a channel.
Right, right. Because that chain, of course, is on the Wisconsin River.
Yeah, there's always moving water on the chain, so be careful of know where you're going or ask somebody to know where good ice is.
Does anyone mark those channels or do you just have to kind of pay attention?
We do from our shoreline mark where we have thin ice and where we ask where you tell people to stay off of it. But I don't know if it's actually, it's not marked. Like nobody goes out and marks the entire chain of where those channels are. They do for the snowmobile trails to where safe crossings are, but not for where ice fishing is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I suppose that would be quite a chore to go ahead and mark all the channels there. How much ice have you got now on Duck Lake, you know?
Offhand, I don't know, but I know we've seen cars on other lakes not on the chain, so we're probably pushing that 10 to 15 inches of ice.
Okay, so that should be plenty for someone walking out to ice fish or just take a hike on the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's snow on the ice, too, so I would imagine. So ice skating is kind of tough, right?
It would be unless you shoveled it off, but there are places both in Eagle River, Rhinelander, that do rinks. They have ice skating year-round, that, or not year-round, but during the winter that you can skate on. They keep a place there. And there's actually a really cool spot. I think it's over in Boulder Junction where they've done a mile-long trail of ice through the woods.
Yeah, I read about that.
Skate through the woods on ice skates.
Yeah, I read about that. I've never tried that. That sounds intriguing at the very least. I mean, I've skied on trails and snowshoed on trails, of course, but it's hard to imagine a skating trail. So they must have watered it down, kept it frozen, and kept the snow off.
Like a 3 or 4 foot strip through the woods, kind of winding through the woods. On, I believe they did it on all flat land, so you can ice skate through a nice little section of the woods on the winter. Just another great thing to do in the winter in the area.
Yeah, and there's a lot to do, and that's a novelty as far as I know. I've never heard of it. Now, you mentioned the ice castle. Tell us about that.
Well, that's kind of an Eagle River tradition when we can do it and get good ice. The volunteer fire department cuts cubes of ice out of Silver Lake and then crafts a different ice castle downtown every year, lights it up, and people can come visit it, take pictures of it. It's kind of all over Facebook right now, somebody wants to check it out, but it's another kind of unique thing to Eagle River.
Okay, on Facebook, on your page or where?
I think we have a post of it on our page, but otherwise, like Eagle River Fire Department will have one on there. The Chamber will be posting it. I'm sure we'll get some pictures up there soon. I just don't know if we've done that quite yet.
Okay. Well, Justin, thanks so much for that update. It sounds like there's a lot going on up there in the winter in Eagle River, as there always is. And we appreciate your taking time to talk with us, and we hope we can send some listeners up your way.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Justin Bayling, General Manager of Wild Eagle Lodge, and you can learn all about the things we've talked about and more, including their January flash sale, 25% off lodging for the last weekend in January, if you go to their website, wildeaglelodge.com. I'm Dan Small, more Outdoors Radio right after this.
Whether you're a seasoned outdoorsman or just starting to explore hunting, fishing, outdoor sports, or wildlife plots, come to Country Vision's Outdoorsman Expo on Saturday, February 8th from 9 to 2 at Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. Talk with exhibitors, see the latest products, hear from keynote speakers, including Dan Small with Fly Fishing for Muskies at 9:30 and Hunting with Air Guns at 12:30. Wolfpack Adventures' Patrick Hamilton presents Turkey Call and Decoys at 10:30. And at 11:30, fisheries biologist Jason Bregeman talks walleye restoration program. Free admission. Get more details at countryvisionscoop.com.
Sun, sun, sun. Fun, fun, fun. Sun, sun, sun. Every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, luxury pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. Get that boat and get that deal. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. January 17 through 26, State Fair Park. Closed Monday and Tuesday.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They are at the Milwaukee Boat Show at State Fair Park this weekend through next Sunday. with Monday and Tuesday off, and they have 40 boats at the boat show. Crestliner has announced rebates through the end of January, so stop by the boat show, check out the Cedar Lake sales display, see what they brought there, and be sure to tell them I sent you. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by Ducks Unlimited. Get involved, attend a DU fundraiser in your area, and help conserve and protect habitat and your ability to hunt it. Learn more at ducks.org. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, last year's show is archived along with several other shows from past years on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. And you can subscribe to our podcast or download any episode going back a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on many platforms, including the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. You'll find me and Jeff all over social media at Dan Small Outdoors and Hardwater Jeff. Don't forget, this is free fishing weekend in Wisconsin. A number of clubs are offering free fishing clinics. You can visit the DNR website, keywords free fishing weekend, for details. And of course, you don't need to go to an organized event. You can fish most waters of the state without a license. The DNR website will have information on those areas where you can't fish this weekend. The DNR is offering a number of outdoor skills programs this winter, from learn to hunt pheasant hunts, deer butchering, turkey hunting with Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss, wild game cooking, learn to fish, and angler education instructor training. For details, visit the DNR website events page. And there's also a couple of seminars coming up sponsored by Raised at Full Draw. On February 1st, there's a fur handling workshop at the Bloomer Rod and Gun Club. And on February 6th, there's an online basic turkey calling class. For details on these and other seminars, and to sign up for them, visit raisedatfulldraw.com. That's raisedatfulldraw.com. You can nominate someone for this year's Ethical Hunter Award. A nominee must be a licensed Wisconsin hunter who displays exceptional moral actions and character in the field. Maybe you know somebody who helped another hunter find lost game, or assisted a novice, or protected natural resources sometime during 2024. For details on how to nominate someone, visit the DNR website, keywords, Ethical Hunter Award. The deadline for this is January 31st. Well, we've got another CWD positive deer, this time one in Manitowoc County. And if you don't already do so, have your deer tested for CWD. Remember, it's free, and it helps the DNR plot the advance of this disease and efforts to curb it. You can learn more on the DNR website under Chronic Wasting Disease. In September, I'll be hosting a trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods. The dates are September 12th through the 16th, and we're limited to only 20 people. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com, pull down the Trips tab, and look for my name. You can call the phone number listed there for more information or to sign up. Again, that's blackisland.com. And on February 8th, I'll present two seminars at the Country Visions Co-op Sportsman's Expo in Manitowoc. I'll talk about muskie fly fishing and hunting with air guns. For details, visit countryvisionscoop.com. And we'll try to get someone from Country Visions Co-op on the show next week to talk more about that expo. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music and a schedule of his performances, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm should be back next week. Get outside this weekend and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Okay, trollers. Let's get to the perfect speed. Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The inauguration of Donald Trump is now taking place inside due to the extremely cold weather. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with how this will all work now.
Inside, TV cameras and a few hundred dignitaries will be able to watch the swearing-in in person, but not the crowds that were expected outdoors on the National Mall.
I was like really excited for my kids to witness it.
Katie Fallis from New York attended Trump's first inauguration and brought her children this time. Friday, President-elect Trump said some supporters will be able to gather in Washington's Capital One Arena to view the swearing-in on screens. And the newly inaugurated President Trump will then visit in person for a modified indoor parade.
Now, the forecast for D.C. on Monday calls for high temperatures of 22 degrees, which is downright balmy compared to the Ronald Reagan's second inauguration that was held in the Rotunda, with the temp hovering around